KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, 12 degrees below zero in Atlantic. A wind chill advisory is in effect through late this morning until noon today here in the immediate listening area. We look forward to be partly sunny with a high near 7. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Running down that list of school late starts this morning, which is also found on our website under the cancellations tab. The following schools are 2 hours late this morning: Atlantic, AHST, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Creston, Exira EHK, also Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, and Orient Maxburg. 2 hour late starts today in Panorama, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside, the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Southwest Valley, Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, Walnut, and West Central Valley of Stewart. 90-minute late starts today include those for East Mills and the Fremont Mills Community School District. In the news, firefighters from Irwin and Defiance were called to the scene of a house fire early this morning about 2 miles southwest of Manila. The call about the fire at 1635 2400th Street came in just before 4 a.m. The family reportedly got out safely, but no other details are currently available. Police in Red Oak report the arrest last night of two men on burglary charges. 45-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins and 43-year-old Richard Brian Jenkins, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at 8:47 p.m. at 201 North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Houchins and Jenkins were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. Two people were arrested Tuesday in Atlantic on warrants out of North Dakota. The Atlantic Police Department said Wednesday 29-year-old Christina Shrupp of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County, North Dakota warrant for conspiracy to commit forgery or counterfeiting. And 28-year-old Casey Shrupp, whose address was not given, was arrested also on a warrant out of Cass County, North Dakota for abuse or neglect of a child. Both suspects were being held in the Cass County Jail in Atlantic awaiting extradition to North Dakota. A high-speed chase Tuesday morning in western Iowa that spanned two counties and began with a theft of a snowblower ended with a crash and two suspects from Council Bluffs being sent to the hospital. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Investigator Lieutenant Dwayne Ritchie said the Pott County Communications Center put out a broadcast for all deputies to be on the lookout for a white Chevy Malibu hatchback at around 9 a.m. Tuesday. Ritchie said the vehicle and subjects who were allegedly involved in the theft of a snowblower from Persia in Harrison County were last seen on Highway 191 southbound. A Pott County deputy patrolling near Shelby observed a vehicle matching the broadcast description. The deputy could see the chute of a snowblower in the back seat of the vehicle, which was occupied by two people. He positioned his cruiser behind the suspect's vehicle on East Street in Shelby and activated his emergency lights to initiate a traffic stop. When the vehicle accelerated to a high rate of speed, the deputy activated his emergency siren in an attempt to get the driver to stop. The driver ignored the deputy and instead turned his vehicle west onto Tamarack Road and north at 362nd Street onto a snow-covered gravel road. The fleeing vehicle proceeded to the T-intersection of Whippoorwill Road, at which time the driver lost control, wrecking the vehicle in the cornfield north of Whippoorwill. The driver, 43-year-old Michael Meehan, and his passenger, 68-year-old Edward Sperling, both of Council Bluffs, were transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for injuries suffered during the accident. Sperling was treated and released, while Meehan remained hospitalized. The Sheriff's Office investigation is ongoing at this time, and charges are currently pending in Harrison and Pottawatomie County. A New Jersey company has announced plans to invest $42 million in a West Central Iowa wind farm. The Des Moines Register says the project will go up in Carroll County and have the capacity of 20 megawatts. The company, NJR Clean Energy Ventures, is a subsidiary of Wall, New Jersey-based Resources. It has made a 25-year power purchase agreement with the Des Moines-based MidAmerican Energy, and the wind farm is expected to be operational by the spring of 2015. A new superintendent has been named to run a state facility in Clarinda that treats individuals with serious mental illness. Fritz Weitzel has been the acting superintendent of the Clarinda Treatment Complex since January 2nd, when the previous administrator, Mark Lund, retired. She had been named acting deputy superintendent in September of 2013. Weitzel's appointment as superintendent was announced Wednesday by the Iowa Department of Human Services Director Chuck Palmer and Department of Corrections Director John Baldwin. Weitzel has worked in the Iowa Department of Corrections since 1982 and started her career as a correctional officer at Mitchellville. She rose through the ranks to become deputy warden at the prison in Newton prior to taking a job at the department's central office. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Al Ricks, age 78 of Manning, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Al Ricks will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dick Olson, age 78 of Elkhorn, has died. Funeral services for Dick Olson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Beulah Lucas, age 100 of Des Moines and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Beulah Lucas will be today at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Violet Dinkla, age 76 of Glenwood and formerly of Messina, died Monday. Funeral services for Violet Dinkla will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Velma Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Velma Fell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Helen Margaret Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. The family of Helen Smith would like to invite her friends to lunch at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold on Friday at 11 a.m. That'll be followed by a funeral service at 1 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Wright, age 93, of Mission, Kansas, and formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Wright will be Friday at 11:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Joshua Allen Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died last Saturday in an automobile accident. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jim Hensley, age 64, of Messina, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Jim Hensley will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Elaine Reinke, age 90, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Elaine Reinke will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be this Saturday at 11:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Grace Hansen, age 91, a resident of Caring Acres in Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Grace Hansen will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Fern Smith, age 99, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Fern Smith will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Leonora Jones, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. No services are planned for Leonora Jones. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.